I think that in Detroit in particular, it's a majority African-American city. I think it's around 85% African-American at this point. And so there's always been a strong culture of Black ownership of businesses and real estate. And so that's actually not atypical. But I think what we're doing with Century Partners is somewhat unique in that, you know, we're trying to really turn that into a larger enterprise. And, you know, instead of owning a few buildings here and there, we're trying to really make it a system that works well with, you know, not only other private developers, but looking at public-private partnerships in a really comprehensive way. And so in terms of the way that people understand what I'm doing now, I think they are curious about how we look at things at, you know, sort of at a broader level. And we're kind of zooming out and saying, how can we create systems that, you know, actually help to provide greater access to opportunities? And those opportunities come in the form of living in more stable neighborhoods, becoming homeowners. Those are some of the things that we think are so critical to helping people have a stronger economic future. If anyone has spent more than 5 minutes with me, they'll hear my quote about the wealth gap. There's a 2013 study by Edward Wolfe that discusses how the median net worth of a white family in America is about $117,000. That same number for African Americans is $1,700. And so when you look at those kinds of statistics, it starts to explain why African Americans do not participate in real estate quite as much as our white counterparts or even Hispanic or Asian, because quite frankly, we're at the sort of opposite end of the spectrum. And so, you know, what we're looking to do in Detroit is create more opportunities for homeownership, because that is one of the key ways to help build wealth. I don't know that we'll close the wealth gap at any point in the near future, but I do think that we have to do the best that we can to actually work on getting more people of color into positions that allow them to, you know, control their own destiny. I took a class at the Kennedy School, was cross-listed with the Harvard Graduate School of Design. It was taught by Edward Marchant, and he asked the class, who here is familiar with the Golden Rule? And me thinking about my upbringing and my grandmother's church, I said to myself, you know, answering the question in class, the golden rule is to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Like, doesn't everybody know that? And Edward Marchant said, no, the golden rule is he or she who has the gold makes the rules. And if you think about it, it's like, why can't we do both? And why can't we do unto others as we'd have them do unto us, but also make the gold, help make the rules that actually make our society better? And so that's one of the things that I'm hoping real estate, I'm empowering more people to pursue real estate as an opportunity to kind of make more of their own gold as a way to kind of help to create more equity.